And now, Capital 263.
I should have announced that for us, right?
Watanga.
Yeah. What's up, guys?
What's good?
It's my two cents. And clearly, my Tar's in the house.
My Tar.
What's happening?
Yo, 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 what it do? What's happening? What's so good and so great? Like we shop at Greatermans Shops. My name is My Tar, a.k.a. My Tandy, a.k.a. Aura, a.k.a. Aura Nicole.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Yes.
A.k.a. the woman with a mohawk was actually just contemplating her life decisions because it's so cold.
Decisions.
It's so damn cold, guys.
Decisions.
I can't deal.
Decisions.
Guys.
Yes. Okay, guys. I am Elliot Twist, a.k.a. Elliot Twist, a.k.a. Elliot Twist, a.k.a. Elliot Twist.
No, it's not working, though. That's like my... Because, like, you've got the... What, Elliot, what's wrong with you, though? Like, we rehearsed
AKA
this. Like,
Elliot Twist.
No, but, like, that's my swag. I'm supposed to have a little bit of swag. Okay, remember, I'm the swagless one.
No.
So I need something mine.
But you're just so cool.
I want
to be like you when I grow up.
I'm cool like the weather. I'm like a freezy.
So we got a really, really... We got a really, really cool guest in the house, yeah.
Woo.
If you have watched Stereotypes... Have you watched Stereotypes?
I have watched it.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have the guy.
Wow.
A content creator is amongst us.
My guy.
Yes.
Not that guy.
And he is also a producer.
What?
A DJ.
Wow, he's a DJ. A wiki wow.
A wiki wow. Did I just do that?
Yo, I don't All know.
All right.
I don't know what's wrong.
Ladies and gentlemen. Put your hands together for Oscar.
Thank you. Thank you for
AKA
having me,
DJ
guys.
DJ Oscar.
Thank you for having me, guys. Yes, yes, it's Oscar, a.k.a. DJ Oscar.
Now, I need to ask, is it Oscar? Because my R is Akawanda.
Yeah.
There's an R and another R.
And a panic at K.
No, it's for emphasis, you know.
Car.
My actual name is actually Oswald. Where the name came from, and it was actually from my uncle. His name was Oswald Oscar. Oscar spelled properly with a C.
Yeah.
Like O-S-C.
As in Oscar Awards.
Yeah, Oscar Awards. But then I was like, this dude-ish. I mean, do I want to be like him? Let me remix it. And then I put a K... And then I put an R. I'm like, maybe.
Like the DJ that you are.
Yeah. Maybe people think I spelt it wrong, so let me add another one.
Yeah.
But there's actually like a philosophical, you know...
breakdown of your name?
Breakdown of the reason why.
Go for it. Tell
us. Has anybody watched Gods of Egypt?
I think I deleted the movie. When you whitewashed it.
Okay. So yeah, Oscar... Right, it was meant to be my sort of like side project. You know how people have alter egos?
Yes.
So Oscar is like an entity on its own, something that, you know, me as Oswald thought of. I'm like, so yeah, let me branch and take it this way. So in Egyptian mythology, Ka is meant to represent the brain. If you watch Gods of Egypt, there's that part when Set takes out what's his name, Tot's brain, and they say like he goes around taking the wings from Memphis, and then he takes Horus's eye, and then he took the car from Tot. He took the brain from Tot. So Oscar is Oswald's brainchild type of thing.
You really went in deep on that one.
Well, this is what happens when you are a geek.
Deep.
Where you are?
Wow, that's deep though.
That is too deep.
That went very deep.
Yeah, very deep. That was like a history lesson.
I tried. And like the way I introduced it was kind of funny because I was in uni and I was in bots. Unfortunately, people wouldn't pronounce
it. What's game?
But I'm not saying anything about any other cordial juices out there. But Oros on its own, you know, let's try not compare it to anything else that we might
have. Let's not compare
it to our patriotic juice.
Because you know.
Yeah.
You know what
even vehicle shops, they know.
You know what it
they
is.
They know, yes. People in bots wouldn't pronounce my name properly, my first name, Oswald. They'd say Oswald, you know. Oh, wow. That was like the nicest Oswald. One. Oswald. Yeah, with the whistle. And even Oscar, when I said call me Oscar, you would still be like Oscar. So I was like, yeah, that's much better. It's not really my name, so you can butcher it all you want.
So it stuck.
It stuck.
That's so dope.
That's also that's around so the dope. Time when I decided to become, you know, to do the DJing thing professionally. I started way back, but it was all like inside the house type of thing. But all professionally, right. 2009.
Hold on, Oscar. We're going to go there. But first, we have to discuss some things on our minds. Meta and Mapinda Mangaskoti, you would like to say some things, eh?
No, guys. Like, okay. So, like... Why are you laughing at me? Like, yes, I start my sentences with no. So, yes. I came in, right?
Yeah.
Don't judge me. So, yes. Guys, my life is hard. Yeah. I came in and, like, I was late for the show.
Yeah.
Although they will never know this because it will still come out on time on Tuesday. But like I was late, right? And it's because I was in my house and it was warm and the TV was on, right? And and there was a show on a channel called Discovery Science. Now, yes, it is true. This is my what I feel is entertainment. Discovery Science, Travel Channel,
History Channel.
Not so much. But maybe some, you know, National Geographics sometimes.
Crime and investigation.
Yeah, you know, especially the ones about, you know, the relationships that go
I love
to the left. And yes. You're like, you know what? Inini, yes. I'm okay, guys. I'm actually not that crazy. So there's a show and they're talking about uncovering aliens.
Yeah.
Okay. So like I'm a total science fiction horror person. Like
yeah.
I dig it a lot of. And like I'm watching this thing and I'm like I'm kinda like because they're like, yeah, you know, in my heart, when I saw the lights, they were glowing and I was just in my heart feeling so warm. And then like this kid is looking at his mom, like at her mom, and she was like, That was not warm and glowy. That was like I was like freaking out. And the mom's like, you know, it's just in my heart there was so much love. And I was just so overwhelmed by the nice of the alien. So I'm like, okay, this is weird. And I watched it to the end. And these people, right, they stay close to Lake Michigan. And apparently Lake Michigan is like a hot spot for
aliens.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. So they now have this thing that they call the Michigan Triangle.
Oh,
I'm sorry if you're listening to this and you're bored, but like I'm gonna tell the whole story. They're like, you know, doing this whole aliens. Oh my gosh, you know. And then the aliens came to my house, and then this alien was just looking at me with his eyes. I'm like, and, you know, right? I'm like, okay. And like they all are just calm about it. Like, yeah, it was really terrible, you know. And it was, you know, I was so affected, and they came.
And they were calm.
The house. And they were calm about it.
They were calm about it. They came into the house.
And you're still living in the house. And then they were like, and then the other time, I'm like,
wait, what?
What?
Oh, this happened more than once.
They came once and you still stayed.
Wow. So anyway, it made me think, right? It made me think back to this conversation I had with one of my big brothers.
Yeah.
And we were talking about aliens.
Yeah.
And you know, like one of my theories, because one of the theories they pose that aliens are always by bodies of water.
Oh, okay.
Like they're attracted to water or something. Right. You know, my ETs and my UFO things.
Yeah.
So I thought, is it because we are a landlocked country?
Oh, that we don't see the aliens.
We don't have all of these alien stories, or is Lake Chivero a dangerous place? I don't know.
I have an alien story.
No, Elliot, you were once my friend.
This stuff really messed me up.
Okay, tell me.
Okay.
Don't you want to know, Oscar?
I do.
Do you have an alien story?
Unfortunately, no, I don't.
Form two. And I'm in that Garam class.
Mm.
And I'm looking outside the window, right? And I saw what looked like a black dot, right?
Uh-huh.
So the black dot appeared and then it disappeared, right? So this whole time I'm thinking, well, is that a bird? And then I asked a friend of mine if a bird can just stop in midair, just stop. It looked like a triangle from afar, just a tiny little triangle. This is in broad daylight.
Wow.
In this car. And I'm looking at this little thing, right? It flew away, came back again, and it was so far away. And it stayed at that spot from
12:12.
And what were you still doing looking at this atom?
Like, what could I have done? I was 14.
You were just sitting in the class and you're just like, check out this triangular thing.
It's like a serious mind jab. You know, you're like, God.
So,
this is so weird.
Hold up. Okay, I'm not discrediting your experience because I'm addicted to these shows. So I'm totally fascinated right now.
Hey, I was fascinated too. I mean, before war.
Nigga, I would have been out of that school. Okay, all right. Oscar's got some. He's doing an Instagram live right now.
Oh, you're doing an Instagram live.
So Rudo Redu, you know that famous Instagram channel.
Yes,
they do Zim weddings and all that. Mm-hmm. They're really good. So they're like, the aliens are out there. Humans must be ignorant to think that we are the baddest thing out there. There better be some other thing out there. And then they're like, land is 1/3 of the world, water 2/3, so what else is under the water?
Here's my thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I can fully say they exist, because to date no one can explain how the pyramids were made. I mean, the tech that was used to build the pyramids was quite advanced.
Yeah, even too advanced.
We can't even say it was human beings that built the pyramids. It had to be some sort of advanced form of technology that we don't necessarily have,
and even
right now. So it's like there are a lot of things that remain unanswered when it comes to the subject. Like, you can't really write everything off, you know? But I'm not waiting for some mothership to come and take me.
For you to believe.
All I'm saying is, I saw a UFO once. And I'm still trying to make sense of it. An unidentified flying object. And I'm trying to make sense of it.
What do you think, Oz?
Definitely. I feel like some of these things, we might not have the answers. So that doesn't really mean they don't exist. Because I've heard some really compelling stories out there. Like, I used to, like, just like you, the show you watched today, I watched some stories and they really made sense. And has anybody watched the movie Coherence?
Coherence.
Yeah.
I am so Google is my friend tonight. No, what I is haven't. This thing?
Yeah, it's a mind fuck. Like
beep. No. Tandy, when you grow up and you listen to this, that was not a word. He said fudge.
Yeah, it's a mind fudge. So what happens in this movie is that a couple of friends, they meet up for a dinner, and then they, like, there's a power outage.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, oh, but check, there's that house across the street. They have power. Let's go find out what's going on. They get there and then they find that it's them inside that house. It's like,
that's some Inception Matrix type of stuff.
No, like on a scale of 1 to 10, Inception would be like on 2. This one is like, so I don't want to ruin it for you, so go watch it and then find out how everything in.
We're friends, right? You have it on your hard drive?
I got you.
I have another alien experience that I had.
No way. Really? Because, like, I wish we need to film this, guys. Like, okay, who would like to sponsor filming this show? Because, like, there's some really weird things that happen.
4-3, I'm sitting again in the same classroom at the same spot.
No.
All right? And what do I see out in the darkness? Because it was a night prep time.
What were you doing?
I was studying. It's prep time.
What do you see?
So I'm looking outside the window, and in a distance, like, I could see this light, like a rainbow type of light. And it would shine, like, every time I'd look at it, it would stop shining and then come back on again. And to date, I don't even know what that was about.
Where did you go to school?
This was at Howard High School.
Where?
Boarding. In Chueshe. In the bush.
Because like every Zimbabwean I've spoken to who says they've had an alien experience, Kajinji, it happens like Kubode. Kumusha, you know, like in the rural. Like I've never actually heard of someone in the suburbs saying, yo,
you know what I think? You know what I think the aliens figured out? I don't know how to do it.
When they try to land with the mothership, and
I
then
would ask a lot of questions, like, crowds,
and also there's
Facebook,
the
like, trying to deal with
too many waves going in, you know, Takawanda my microwave out here, echo cash is whiling,
you know
everything's confusing.
I'll tell you why they're not here, because City of Harare. Yeah, out here gonna be clamping that.
They gonna clamp that. Like, easy park.
Can you imagine the alien on some?
The alien
has, like, how many wheels you got on this ship? How many wheels you got? That will be $5 for each.
All I'm saying is, guys, there are some things that I've witnessed pertaining to aliens that I can't quite explain.
True.
I need answers to that. So someday, hopefully, I'm gonna get my answers.
Thank you for entertaining my story, because, guys, like, it was actually really like I was the multipleness of it all.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, and then that time when it came, remember that time when it came into your bedroom? I'm like,
and they're so chill.
What are you doing?
And you're still there.
And you are, and then this is when people think like I'm racist or something. Because I'm sorry, because like it's only a particular shade of people that we're talking about.
Only a particular shade of people that will willingly stay with a ghost in their house, like, and treat it like it's a part of the family.
But I have a question though.
Okay.
Have you noticed that non-African people who've seen aliens, they kind of describe them in the same way, but African people who've seen goblins sort of describe their physical stature
as aliens
in the same way? No, like, as one thing. Maybe the Western world gets visited by certain type of aliens.
Oh, and then we got a certain brand certain brand of aliens.
I don't know, man.
Let's send the Chikwambo looking ones.
Let's send those guys.
The ones that look like little old men.
Let's send the taller, more handsome guys to Europe and America.
Those niggas are not handsome. I'm just saying the pictures I've seen.
Okay, so guys, so Qualcomm finally made a statement.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
About
the pork pie issue.
What did they say?
We have been complaining about the pork pies for a very long time. Mm-hmm. So what Qualcomm then said was, look, guys, we bought very expensive equipment. We're making these pies. We're meeting our demands. And we cannot revert back to the old pork pie. It will take some time. So, hey, in other words, Vanguardi, hashtag.
Hold up.
I saw a meme the other time where there were like musical instruments, and then they put the pork pie, and then they labeled it Hosho.
Trumpet. Okay, man, I just hope that they bring the old pork pie back. It'll be nice. You never liked them? Why? How can you say like that, Aura? That is a part. That is a part of your heritage,
huh?
Yeah, it is. You do like pork, though, right?
You like pork pies.
You know, I like bacon.
Yeah,
I like bacon. I like ribs. I like ham. Future Bay, if you're listening.
but you know what?
Like, I don't know. Like, I have an uncle, right? I have a really cool uncle. He's like super, like, knowledgeable about stuff. You know those uncles that know stuff.
Yeah.
And like he started breaking down because he doesn't eat pork. And I'm like, I was like really like, all right,
can we stop
worried,
there?
Right?
I don't like where this is going.
I was like, Kulu. Yin. Why don't you like the pork? Whoa. And then, you know, he just started like breaking down some science things about pork. And like ever since then, I haven't actually really bought pork, like pork chops.
Oh my gosh.
It's so bad. Like I buy bacon though sometimes, or some ham.
You know
but
what?
Like,
you
I
know,
just ever since
all
that story,
those bad things
are
why it's so nice.
You know,
You remember back in the Bible, they took all them demons and chucked them in. That's why it's
but
so
then
nice.
Those ones died. Those yeah, things those ones died, right?
Yeah, they did die.
There are no more demons in
yeah,
the
they died. They died. There are no demons in pork.
Generational curses on yeah. the pig.
If pork,
just like how we were born in sin.
Damn.
They were born with the demons, with the niceness. You know, they were marinated. It was like a marinade.
That took such a short left. This has taken such a short left. This conversation has just gone pew.
You know how
I feel like
it?
We just lost
from
10
pork pies to that.
To the demon
to,
marinated
to the demon
pork.
Marinated pork. But yo, I love pork. I love
pork.
Pork like, is awesome, guys.
When I see can't. My future wife, I just see her wrapped around in pork.
That just... So what was the next question?
Okay, wait. Let's get back to Colcom. Let's get back to Colcom.
To Colcom,
so
right.
they bought new machinery.
Yeah.
That deprives us.
Yeah.
From having enough meat in the pork pie.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they said, we don't care about you.
Yeah. They said, guys... Sure, muruku chemenyu, but
muchirukutenga.
We need listen, to stage a protest.
At the end of the day, you know what? It's business. This is working for them. I think when they're looking at their figures, it's making a whole lot of sense. And then when they go online, of course, y'all are complaining and all of that. Mm. But really, and in the grand scheme of things, I think this is working for them.
They're out here trying to introduce a veggie pie. Like, hell, we love them yes. for the pork. And they're out here trying
Why not?
Yeah, but fix this one first. We love, like, be good at what we know you for and then branch
veggie
into
pie.
Other things.
Veggie
why?
Pie
why?
Would be wonderful.
Yeah, but we loved you for your pork.
No.
But we're
veggie pies. Veggie
you know?
Pies, that's a no for me.
It's like, you know, when you marry a chick because she, like, cooks a mean steak and then, like, she learns how to make a really good pizza.
Yeah, but at least still be good at cooking that mean steak.
maybe beef is not as easily accessible anymore, and like
what veggie
she's
pies?
She's really good at the pizza.
Was that guash kwang in kwang in funny? I think some chamad mampampera pie and gutura, like you know, that casing that what do you guys use it? It's what? Like dough, right?
What do you mean? Wait, hold on, what do you mean? What do you guys? Ooh. I got gloves that clapping. Come out. Hey,
okay, I cannot bake.
So what do you say? You guys, who is you guys?
I know women are excellent at baking.
The best chefs in the world are male.
You see?
I'm just saying.
Nah. All right, that's a debate for another day.
But, anyway.
But yes, yeah, he had the pastry, and I remember I ate Cornish in front of Arjun, and what? I remember buying it at school.
What did he call them? Mbai.
I found a new best friend,
maybe,
guys.
You know what? Maybe he's from Mumbai.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That was my 2 cents. These guys just shut it down.
Okay, guys.
Goodbye.
Oh, high five to Oren.
I'll take that. Guys, okay. I swear this is a serious show. This is a serious show. We need to like...
All right.
We're grown-ups.
Clearly.
We're adulting.
Clearly, we haven't come to the soundbite segment, but you're going to love today's segment.
Oh, no.
So, guys, there was $4 million found and 100 kilograms of gold. Yeah, along with 100 kilograms of gold that was about to get smuggled out of the country. How do you guys feel about that? You know, when I saw the stash, I was like, wow. Saka-ish.
First of all, I wasn't impressed with these guys. Like, the way they looked, they didn't look like
they
any
didn't
of
look,
them.
They didn't look
they didn't
the
look
part,
the part.
Right?
Like, I mean...
I don't know how they got busted, though.
Kind of. Well, I'm the whistleblower.
Whistleblower?
Yeah, like some snitch.
Hey, you can't trust nobody these days.
Can't trust nobody. I'm pretty sure it was a... Okay, no offense, but I'm pretty sure it was a black person.
It always is.
Yeah, it always is.
A bitter one. Or
maybe they really had the country's interest. They had like the country's interests at heart, you know, because externalization, you know.
Yeah.
Because those guys, one of them was wearing a sleeveless bomber jacket. And I'm like, bruh. Like, what about your arms? Are you cold or nah?
The story is still developing.
Really?
Yes, it's still developing. So,
because and again, the officers that were sent onto the case, I didn't understand what they were doing. Were they trying to count the cash? Were they confiscating it?
I want to know where that cash is going to end up. That's $4 million.
Evidence.
Certainly not in your bank account, buddy.
That is $4 million.
Yeah.
And 100 kilograms and where of was gold. It?
And there's elections right about now. There's a campaign trail. Everybody needs a little push.
Yeah.
I'm just saying t-shirts aren't made for free.
And we ain't mentioning any names.
Where was the money taken from, actually?
Where was it taken from,
the money?
You know what? On the real though, the story really is still developing. So I'm not really sure as to the origins of it all. All I saw was the picture on social media and the brief that was saying, look, there was $4 million found here with 100 kilograms of gold. And these Indian guys had it.
Oh, look.
So I'm keen to see what happens and how this story plays out.
Oh, cool. Okay, so we've got a picture.
Oh.
And it has someone's campaign photo on it.
We're not. We are like moving on.
Oh, we are actually live right now. Fresh. All right. That's all right. Okay, so moving on. So Oscar.
Yeah, what's up?
You said that you started DJing formally in 2009.
Yeah.
How was that for you?
It was okay.
Did anyone teach you?
No, I actually learned by mistake. That was in 2001 when I learned how to DJ.
How do you? Yeah.
Okay, let me say I was self-taught, because at home we had this LG hi-fi stereo. So remember back then when you had like your favorite music, you would dub it onto a tape. So this one had a CD player.
Yeah.
So when you want to dub something onto the tape, there was something wrong with it. There was something wrong with it, so you would have to, it would only dub like 50%, like.
Yeah.
We good?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, help me scared there. It would only dub like 50% of the volume of everything. So then I figured, wait, what happens if I dub this track? Right, and then I try dub another track on top of it, so then they would play at the same time. So that's like a mix, you know, like a on turntables, like a crossfader, that type of thing. So that's how I started.
Wow.
So now I had to find tracks with the same tempo. So I like, obviously hi-fi stereo wouldn't show you that this track is going in which tempo, so I kind of had to think about it like manually, which tracks kind of sound the same. That's how I started. And then the following year my dad bought a PA system because my sister was getting married.
Okay.
So.
Wow. How many sisters do you have?
Just two.
Oh, all right.
So, okay. Moving on.
Yeah, my sister's getting married. So I figured out how to work the whole thing, read the manual, and then I ended
up. Then you started on your journey.
Yeah. I ended up being the actual DJ at the wedding. Yeah.
So this then evolved into DJing in university?
Yeah, DJ University. It started off in bots.
It started in bots.
Yeah, it started in bots.
That's so dope. What's the biggest event that you DJed at? You went to Cyprus.
Cyprus, yeah. That's where I'm based right now.
All
right. The biggest, it would have to be a tie between when I opened. I played at the same festival as Richard Durand and Omnia. Omnia at that time, that was 2013, yeah. He was rated by DJ Mag as the 65th world's best DJ.
Wow.
Yeah, that's so dope. And you managed to share tables with this legend.
It was dope. And then I couldn't open for Richard Durand, who was also playing at the same festival. I played the day after he did, because at the time I was playing commercial music,
yeah,
and he played trance. So obviously because of his status, I couldn't play after him. And he plays trance, which is a bit, it's not so energetic as as electro house, commercial electro house. So I would sort of like displace his crowd if I had gone in first. So okay. That's why I had to play after that.
All right.
But otherwise, yeah.
All right.
It was that. And then, fortunately or unfortunately, I don't really know how to feel about this. That was 2015 Springfest at Cyprus International University. I had the closing set, and we had two African artists. There was Slab D from Zambia.
Yeah.
And also Roberto from Zambia, the Amarula guy.
Amarula. My country. Amarula. My sweet Zimbabwe. Amarula.
Is that what? That sounds called Amarula.
That's yeah. No, this is the remix.
And
I'm
still Amarula, pissed at them.
Why are you?
I'm still pretty pissed at them. My set was supposed to be 2 hours long.
Yeah.
And they were 2.5 hours late.
They ate into your set.
Yeah. So event organizer came to me and like, hey, the event has to end, you know, at the stipulated time. So I'm like, no, that's fine. But at least just before these guys perform, just explain to everyone why I'm not going to perform, because I don't want to be the one to do it.
So you didn't perform at all?
I did.
Oh.
Because I told them, tell the people I'm not going to perform because I don't want to be the one to do it.
But it was brief.
It was like 30 minutes.
Come on.
It was 30 minutes. But yeah, we took, some nice videos from it. Closed the set with, you know, some Zimbabwean dubstep, you know.
Hey, yeah. Newcomsango. Did they jump? Did they jump?
Yeah, people actually jumped.
You know, I still love that. I still love
gives me
that
the goosebumps, man.
Yeah, it's just insane. I hope Mapfumo actually heard it. You think Mapfumo heard it?
Yeah, he did.
He loved it?
He didn't really say. His management heard it. They're the ones who actually contacted. They were like, could you please explain what's going on here?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because they saw the song on SoundCloud, then they messaged. They were like, oh, can you please explain what's going on here? They were like, yo, it's just a bootleg, bro. So, yeah.
It's just a remix. Were they just playing.
Were they pissed?
No. They were just trying to find out if, you know, it had been monetized. But I'm pretty sure he's heard it.
So fam, you started a show called Stereotypes.
Yes.
Can you tell me about Stereotypes? This is a web series.
Yeah. It's a...
And you guys discuss like crazy topics. But yeah, could you tell us a bit about Stereotypes?
Okay, yeah. Stereotypes is... what I can say, it's supposed to be... it is definitely a show where we tackle issues affecting global youth.
Yeah.
Mainly in a university setting.
Yeah.
So anyone who's a youth.
Yeah.
Anywhere in the world, most of these issues will affect you. For instance, different types of religion you'll find in a campus setting. Mm-hmm. And then say in a society like ours, you would find homosexual people.
Yeah.
And how you would relate to them and...
Mm, yeah.
Them coming to maybe one of your Christian gatherings, yeah. how people treat them,
yeah.
And even in the club,
yeah,
like how it's just everyday stuff, things you relate to.
Wow,
and
yeah.
I mainly got the idea because you have certain people who get into certain predicaments and they have no one in their immediate circle to give them any advice. So this is sort of.
So like, you basically created a platform for discussion. No holds barred.
That's why sometimes it gets a bit disorderly because we let it flow as an organic conversation.
As if
you were there having a conversation with your friends.
Yeah.
They talk about these issues. Some topics that your actual friends or the people you choose to hang around might not be comfortable talking about.
All right.
You get it. So I personally handpicked people from different walks of life who have obviously different opinions. Some of them might be friends, but they, like on one of the episodes that I will be sharing maybe next week, we have like two best friends, these two Nigerian guys.
Yeah.
They went on at each other for like 5 minutes arguing because they disagreed on something. Yeah.
So, okay, can I ask, sure. Like what have you seen? Like, what has the impact been? Like, what has the feedback been from people who've watched the show?
First and foremost, it's been about order. Most people wanted to be orderly, But I feel like we have found another way to sort of bring out our message without messing with the whole...
You need it to be organic at the same
time. We want it to be real.
Yeah, you want it to be real. You don't want it to seem like some doctor...
Exactly.
Dr. Phil / Donahue.
Yeah, and the main point, the main driving point is that none of the cast members, even the presenter of the show, none of them know the topic to be discussed until the cameras start rolling.
Oh.
So we don't have any premeditated opinions responses. Or anything.
So it's kind of like a Big Brother series.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? In that sense, Big Brother in the sense that it's like... it's just like, it is what it is. It's actually watching people have a conversation.
Yeah.
And like in terms of like positive people who actually like follow the show, I'm sure you have a few people who actually wait for an episode to come out. Yeah. Like what is it like? Has it done what you wanted? Because what you're saying is you're basically challenging stereotypes. Okay, this is what society's saying. Have you seen any change come out of what you're doing?
Right now, not much, but a lot of... collaborations have come about as an example because there's at my in the city that I stay there's a lady, okay, there's a friend of mine who's got a sister who's in another city. They started a thing called the Cupcake Show, the Cupcake Factory.
Mm-hmm.
So they deal with international female students,
mm-hmm.
who undergo just basically any ill treatment, but mostly surrounding the whole sexual harassment,
mm-hmm.
or even in a relationship, mm-hmm. You get beat up by your boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
you need some counseling and all that. So we actually had a topic in stereotypes about rape culture, like in the mm-hmm. nightclubs and all that. And I found out that we as stereotypes and the Cupcake Factory will in the next few weeks actually come together, and then we make a web show specifically for the Cupcake Factory.
Nice.
So that they 'cause I recently actually had a friend who needed help from the Cupcake Factory,
mm.
but then she was shy,
mm-hmm.
to reach out. She was like, I don't know this person, so what do I do?
Mm.
So she might not be the only person in that predicament.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to put out some of this information out there to be easily accessible for these girls, so that when something like that happens,
mm. they know what to do.
They know what
to
do.
And they know who to turn to.
They know who to turn to.
Mm. All right.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so dope. Yeah.
Very dope.
Very, very dope.
Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
very
you.
Dope. So you have some collaboration. Oh, wait. Before I talk about the collaborations, you mentioned that there's some episodes that you could not air from stereotypes.
Oh, yeah. Ish.
Why?
Okay, not like a full episode, but I had to cut out some stuff because, you know, at the end of the day, these are university students. They will apply for jobs.
Okay.
At some point. And yeah.
All right. All right.
There is.
And the internet doesn't forget.
The internet won't forget. You know.
All right. So you did them a solid.
Yeah, I did them a solid.
You did them a solid.
Yeah, I did them a solid.
And there's some stuff that you're going to be producing sometime this year. Some work that you're going to be producing music on the music side of things.
Yes, definitely. I have an EP coming up.
Yay!
And it's like 90% done.
Oh, that's wow. So cool.
Yeah, the 9% that's left is basically picking out
the songs that are going to
stay. Songs that are going to be on the EP.
All right.
Yeah.
And who's going to be on this EP?
Mostly it's just going to be me, because I want it to be a collection of
what kind of music can we expect?
Electronic dance music.
All right.
Yeah, basically that's what.
So you didn't have any Zimbabwean vocalists or
it's probably,
rappers come through?
It's probably not going to have any vocals.
Or it's just straight.
Yeah, I want it to be sort of
instrumentals.
Like a transition from the time I started producing seriously up until now.
All right.
Yeah. So like it's not gonna have like any sort of format. That's why I made it an EP. And then after this, I'm actually before end of this year, I will have finished my album, which will have probably only Zimbabwean vocalist.
All right.
That album will feature Elliot Twist. It will feature Aura the Poet.
Yes. Can I have that in writing, please?
yo, internet right. doesn't forget. Right. So
it's going to be very, very Afrocentric.
All right. Yeah. That is dope.
Because I actually met one of the guys outside there. One of the vocalists. Yeah.
Okay.
Lenny, if you know him.
Who?
Lenny.
I know Lenny.
Definitely. We worked on some stuff last year. But yeah, this year we'll definitely... I mean, not like this year, but this month we'll definitely record a lot of stuff.
Okay. I'm looking forward to that.
And a lot of... Some of the collaborators who will be on it will be Silent No.
Yes.
And you'll hear a lot of Cyan Black.
Yeah.
He probably doesn't know this yet, but yeah, he will be there a lot. But yeah. And some other upcoming vocalists.
All right. That's dope. So, Maita, do you like beer?
No. No, not particularly, no.
Do you like a beer?
All right. Do you like beer?
I like traditional beer. 7 days.
7 days?
Yeah.
All right. So, today's soundbite is about to happen. I need you guys to listen carefully. Carefully.
It's about beer.
Not just any beer. This is probably...
He always finds these strange things.
Like, this is probably the best beer on the planet.
Wow.
Okay, so...
Your object of desire. Imagine a woman of your dreams. Your object of desire. Her charm, her sensuality, her passion. Try her taste. Feel her smell. Hear her voice. Now free your fantasies and imagine that with a magic wand you can close it in one bottle of beer. The golden drink brewed with her lure and grace and flavored with instincts, which source we have identified. We have discovered a process of transmission of her essence, of her femininity. Her instincts by isolation of lactic acid bacteria from her vagina. Our laboratory isolates and multiplies the bacteria in a safe way. Additionally, we examine the final bacteria in terms of its purity and safety. We use the bacteria in the production of sour ales, lambics, Flanders ales, and sour stouts. By using yoni bacteria in the process, the beers contain femininity and women's instincts. We have selected beautiful Czech model Alexandra Brendlova to be our source of the yoni. That is a kind of female whose pheromones will stay with you after the meeting for the following week long. It's total insanity and excitement reminding you of the best time of your youth. This insanity will overwhelm your mind with the first taste of our beer. We have devoted much time in seeking such a woman. And finally, we have found a woman who possesses all the desired instincts which we wanted to frame in our bottle. We have bottled the beer in a golden black bottle, which serves as an arc of her instincts. It presents her name with the date of the collection of her vaginal swab. Also, it has our logo, the Yoni, which is based on an original sculpture in a Vietnamese temple. Yoni means vagina in Sanskrit. We encourage leading beer distributors and importers to cooperate with us. Also, we encourage the best beer stores around the world to take part in our crowdfunding action.
My friend, I actually worry about GA. Like, I just... Is it real?
I have more questions.
So, this is very real. I thought this was a joke, but this is very real. There's a company, they're in Germany, and it's a startup. Right now, they're doing crowdfunding to get funding for their project. So, what they simply do is they make the yoni. Yeah, for the yoni. And further research revealed that you can get lactic acids, right, from any vagina of your choice and make beer and request a beer be made.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So part of their defense was, you know, this is the best way to value any woman that, you know, maybe it could be your mom.
What?
could be a sister, just anyone close to you, you know, just get that swab and have a yoni.
The visual is wrong for me. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it's
really wrong.
I'm unable to.
Their defense was when a child is born.
No.
Right. They're covered.
No.
In that lactic acid.
No.
So there really isn't much of a difference if you are to consume the same acid. You know, it's you've already had it on your body before. You might as well just consume it. In honor of the person who possesses it. So
I feel like this conversation is about to go left so quick.
So tell me, guys, what do you think about this? Okay. This is Yoni.
I have a few questions.
Yes.
Do males produce any lactic acid?
I've got... No, I...
What if you consume it, you get a bit tipsy, and you start maybe twerking? I don't know. Doing some women things?
I don't know. Yoni. Maita.
Nah. No, thank you. Would you? Hold up.
At least this is the best heads up. You know, you guys get to travel and some guy walks up to you and he's like, hey, would you like some yoni?
I'd love to make a yoni out of you. No. No. I don't know. I think for me, this could possibly be one of the weirdest sound bites you've played for us, Elliot. I feel like you've outdone yourself. And I feel maybe you should kind of like, I don't know, like visit new Facebook pages or something. Or like...
Man. I was stunned when I came across this. And they're looking for funding to have their project.
Where did... You know,
see, these kind of things were actually...
This is on my timeline, believe it or not.
You're going to make money.
They are gonna make money
because it's stupid, and stupid things make money.
Yeah, and they'll actually get more subscribers than they actually bargain.
You would be surprised how many men are like, yo, that's a good idea. Yeah. If you sound like that, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to like.
Part of the videos that I saw, most of the people that I saw were just disgusted by the idea of a beer.
Please share that on the page.
Coming like, from. Oh yeah, definitely. I will share.
But
this.
I can't share it because my pastor's my friend on Facebook.
You can't share.
I can't share the video. You can't.
You can't explain Yoni. Yoni is just difficult to explain. But anyway, the beer is called Yoni, and if you guys come across some Yoni in your travels,
the Yoni.
If I was you, I wouldn't drink it.
The juice.
Yeah. It's a different kind of juice.
Oh, look, we're going left.
The juice is...
Oh, let's come back. No, conductor. I'm sat my 10.
Okay, so Oscar, we've come to the last segment of the show and it's called Celebrity Story. Can you share an experience that you've had with a local celebrity and...
Just
a moment, either local or international. Just pick one.
Memorable moment.
Okay, I have a couple, but damn. Okay, let me pick Black Coffee.
Oh, all right. You met Black Coffee?
What?
Yeah.
I wish I had met Black Coffee in my life.
I feel like anyone who really likes Black Coffee should have met him the way I did.
Oh, hit me. Hit us.
So, this is me. What was the date? It was 7 February 2013. Mm-hmm. No, it was the 6th. It was the 6th, yeah. So I was on my way to Cyprus for the first time. Mm-hmm. So I boarded my plane here in Harare, then flew to Joburg. And then from Joburg, boarded to Istanbul, right? Joburg to Istanbul. So I was flying economy. And I'm not sure what he was flying, but the plane was the plane had three black people. It was me, some girl named Sharon, and Black Coffee. So I'm not sure if the other non-black people didn't know who he was, or I don't know.
Pretty sure they didn't. But anyway, let's.
So yeah, we were not seated like in the same area, same zone, or whatever. But then when we got off the plane into the tram in Istanbul, I made sure I stood next to him. I'm like, oh, Black Coffee. Like in the calmest way possible.
Black Coffee.
I didn't want to show him. I was starstruck because funny thing is, most celebrities, they're usually a-holes.
Yeah.
Especially musicians.
Yeah.
Especially producers.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I want to meet my favorite music producer because I definitely know.
I got that from you, you know. There's somewhere where you posted that and it kind of stuck with me. Like, you probably don't want to meet your favorite artist because
they might
actually turn out to be a douche. And 99% of the time, they do turn out to be a douche.
Because what I actually like about them is their music. So like if I met Lionel Messi walking outside, I don't really need him. I want to see him on the pitch. Playing football.
Yeah, you get me.
So I was like, oh, yeah, you had coffee.
Yeah.
How he's like, oh, hi. And then I'm like, I'm really inspired by your music. And one of your songs is actually my best songs like of all time. And I wasn't lying. There's a song that he did, it's called Come to Me.
Yeah.
It's probably one of his best tracks like ever that he ever did. And then, he told me, he's on his way to Greece and he had a gig there. And then, he just gave me a few words of advice. He was just like, dude, whatever you feel like doing when it comes to music, just do it. Just follow your heart. Mm. Just do that.
Was he like energetic when he said that?
No, he's always super chilled.
Chilled.
He's super chilled. Super chilled. And I don't know, he's got this... aura.
It's okay. Oh, he's got this.
I saw it coming.
He's got this aura.
He's got this aura. Like,
laid back vibe.
Yeah, you also just want to lay back. You know, I didn't even take a selfie like with him. I was just like, you know what? He told me what I needed to know. I told him.
Did you guys sit together on the tram or
no
train? Yeah, train.
For some reason, only Dubai and SA have seats on their trams. Turkey, no seats.
So you all
gotta stand. Yeah.
So did you go together or?
Yeah, we walked together, but then I had, I think, 45 minutes till my next flight.
Yeah.
And Istanbul Airport is really big. Yeah. And that was like my first time there. And it's probably busier than Dubai International Airport.
Was he by himself?
Yeah, he was alone.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, but someone escorted him onto the plane. I didn't really take notice who he was. But it was a random female. Maybe one of the stewardesses.
How did he say goodbye to you? Did he say goodbye, Oscar?
Nah, he was... I don't remember much because it's been so long.
Yeah. Oh, yo, mosquito.
I think he probably just said take care.
That's a weird question though, idiot.
I think he probably just said take care or something. I don't remember specifically.
Anyway. I'm thinking the same song right now!
But yeah.
You need...
I actually
be normal.
I actually overtook him.
Yeah.
And what's that flow escalator thing?
Yeah, the escalator.
The floor walkie thing.
The floor walkie.
The moving
thing.
Floor thing.
It's got a name. I forgot it.
The Jamiroquai.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, that's not the name of it, but Jamiroquai has got like a video on that thing.
He probably has like the flashiest videos ever.
Yeah, but wait. We can't veer off. Talk about Jamiroquai. We have to talk about Black Coffee.
Oh, yeah, Black Coffee. Yeah. I was like, take care. And then I got off.
I'll miss you. Did you say that? I'll miss you.
I was really chill. I was really chilled.
Oh, sorry.
I was really chilled.
I'm gonna have a word with you. I'm waiting for you first. I'm gonna have a word with this boy.
Continue.
That is so cool.
So yeah, I probably overtook him when he was on the floor thingies, and then I walked, and then I got into the queue, and then there was this South African lady who was asking me if I went to a private school or if I
because she had seen you talking to Black Coffee.
Yeah, she actually asked me some questions, but I don't remember. So it was probably something about the way I spoke. She was like, "You don't sound Zimbabwean." I'm like, "Really? What do I sound like?" It's like, "Did you go to a private school or did you grow up in the UK? Did you grow up in the UK?" I'm like, "No, I don't think I have a British accent." And yeah, so
I don't think I've got a British accent. No.
So if it wasn't for me having to get to my gate really fast, I probably would have talked for longer with
like my coffee or something. But would have had some black coffee.
If I saw black coffee, I don't think I'd be so.
I think you'd be like be this. So like, I didn't even have a word with you though. Like, for real, Oscar. Okay, wait. I have to comment about our guest before we shut down because we're about to shut it down.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like Oscar's been the calmest, the most normal guest we've had.
Yeah.
Shout out to all our other guests. I know my statement speaks volumes. We still love you. But like, Oscar is like, he's just here. He's like, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm just a DJ.
Yeah.
And, you
know,
if you want to do something in your peace,
let's have a yoni.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I have my moments though. I'm gonna shoot something that's gonna shock you guys, you know, in these next couple of weeks.
Cool. Are we invited?
I'll invite you to the link. It's like, you remember that annoying hashtag on my Facebook that
Tembe Kwazu. Hashtag Tembe Kwazu.
Oh no.
It's coming to video.
I think we're done.
I'm looking forward to that.
Hold on to your seat and clench your buttocks.
Block, block.
I can't. This is me unable to catch.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the end of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you very much, Oscar, for coming through, man.
You're welcome.
So,
anytime.
Where can people follow you if they want to follow you?
Anywhere, really. Like, yeah. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Snapchat.
What are the handles?
At DJ OSKARR. Anyway.
Oh.
Yeah. And even
everywhere.
Everywhere. Anyway. Even my website, DJOSKAR.com, DJOSKAR.com.
All right. All right.
Yeah, I'm really nice online. I'm nicer online than I am in real life.
So you're a douche?
No, I'm just nicer.
Oh, online. Yeah.
And I say I'm a nice person because of the things I don't do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
This was so good and so great. Like, we shopped at Grimm and Shops. Fantastic, like Fanta and Tastic Rye.
Follow at Miss Aura.
Miss Aura, that's MS_AURA. And yeah, follow at The Juice. THEDJEUCE.
Well done!
The juice.
Guys, my child is learning how to write. So, like, me and my alphabet are like on point.
Yes.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm just saying.
I see you. I
we
see
just
you.
Out here learning how to spell. Boom!
Because you gangster like that.
Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, peace.